Hello everybody, I am back. Today is July 10th. Last year, to this day, I was unable to do a lot of things. Get out the bed without pain, be a mom, be a person. I was bed confined due to my endometriosis. And now I can truly talk about endometriosis. Is a silent thing that women deal with and some women don't even know. I would have never thought in a million years that I would have endometriosis. And the fact that it took for me, I kept going to the hospital like, is something wrong. Kept getting blood transfusions. I kept going to the hospital because it was something extremely wrong. Like, your body tells you when it's something wrong. So number one, people, listen to your body. When your body give you warning signs, go to the hospital. Number one. Number two, I seen so many doctors, like, they thought I was a hypochondriac, but no. It took this one doctor. They thought I had a hernia. Come to find out, it was endometriosis in my stomach muscle. So I have endometriosis. I have a rare case of endometriosis in my stomach muscle. Everybody have it. A lot of women have it in their uterus, and I have it in my stomach muscle. So it's like debilitating, and it'll suck your whole life up. So I am on this shot that put me in temporary menopause. The shot is okay for the most part. The only thing I don't like is the hot flashes. And mind my children in the back. You know, the hot flashes, they really are like real. But it gives me back my life. So, don't mind me too. My voice is gone. My aunt died 3 weeks ago and I had lost my voice and I never got my voice back. So, I just think it's due to the stress that I lost my voice. But it comes and it goes. But I went to the hospital. They said I was fine and everything. So it'll be back soon. But always listen to the warning signs that your body gives you. Don't ignore them. Don't overlook them. A lot of people do. And I'm here just to tell you, life is very precious. Tomorrow is not promised. So I really... And, you know, I really treasure life and I enjoy it because last year at this time, man, I just wanted to, like, I was in so much pain that I'm just like, yo, this pain is just so great. But now I can say I am extremely better. Well, I'm not better. I'm just in a process of getting better. That don't have pain.